In high school wrestling around the area last night, it was Audubon defeating AHST 58-12. Audubon downed West Central Valley 72-6, and Audubon beat Southwest Valley 52-21. AHST beat Southwest Valley 54-30. Southwest Valley over West Central Valley 60-0. Also, Harlan beat Shenandoah 43-28. Shenandoah beat Abe Lincoln 43-33. Underwood over Shenandoah 51-28. It was Red Oak beating Griswold 54-27. Bedford Lennox down Red Oak 34-33. Nottoway Valley beat Van Meter 48-28. And Bishop Heelan Catholic topping Missouri Valley 52-24 in high school wrestling. In high school basketball play last night, in Hawkeye 10 Conference boys action, it was Glenwood beating Atlantic 68-45. The Rams, with a big second half, put that game away as they had three players in double digits. Atlantic had Ryan Hawkins leading them with 13 points. Garrett Franken chipped in with a dozen for Atlantic last night. Also in boys Hawkeye 10 play, Creston beat Red Oak 71-47. Kemper Catholic knocks off Harlan 46-41. St. Albert over Denison 62-59. Nebraska City beat Shenandoah 54-37. And it was Clarinda over Auburn, Nebraska 43-27. In Western Iowa Conference boys play last night, AHST beat Riverside 57-46 the final. IKM Manning over Logan Magnolia 83-34. Trainer beat Missouri Valley 60-34. Tri-Center topping Audubon 51-37. Underwood over Griswold 64-54. In boys Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Arweva over Adair Casey 53-36. Bowyer Valley beat Exira EHK 47-44. Woodbine over Charter Oak Ute 69-63. Glidden-Ralston beat Cam 52-44. Elsewhere in boys hoops last night, it was Carroll over Boone 69-42. Clarinda Academy beating Stanton 64-61. Des Moines Christian topping Panorama 54-49. Fremont Mills over Essex 63-45. Heartland Christian beat Sydney 54-39. It was Lennox over Mount Air 38-37. Madrid beating Guthrie Center 59-19. Nishnabotna topping South Page 79-46. Nottoway Valley beat Bedford 68-36. Sioux City East over Abraham Lincoln 70-30. Sioux City North beat Thomas Jefferson 70-46. Southwest Valley beat East Union 44-39 in boys basketball. Turning the page now to girls basketball last night in Hawkeye 10 Conference play, it was Glenwood holding off Atlantic 59-53. Red Oak beat Creston 41-35. Harlan over Kemper Catholic 71-29. St. Albert beat Denison 48-36. Clarinda over Auburn, Nebraska 37-30. Bishop Heelan Catholic beats Lewis Central 63-58. Shenandoah over Nebraska City 57-33. In Western Iowa Conference girls play, it was IKM Manning 68-23 winners over Logan Magnolia. Riverside got by AHST 47-39. Trainer beat Missouri Valley 72-45. Tri-Center 53-41 winners over Audubon, while Underwood beat Griswold 41-38. In Rolling Valley Conference play last night, it was Exira EHK over Bowyer Valley 55-32. Glidden-Ralston beat Cam 54-42. Woodbine over Charter Oak Ute 60-59. And Arweva beat Adair Casey 61-56. Elsewhere around the region, in girls basketball, Bedford beat Nottoway Valley 65-52. It was Boone over Carroll 57-19. Abraham Lincoln in overtime, a 41-40 winner over Sioux City East. Fremont Mills beat Essex 79-44. Guthrie Center over Madrid 45-24. Mount Air beat Lennox 66-43. Panorama, a 64-39 winner over Des Moines Christian. Sioux City North beat Thomas Jefferson 44-15. And Southwest Valley 66-40 winners over East Union in girls basketball last night. In college men's basketball, Desmar Jackson hit a go-ahead jumper with 6 seconds left and blocked the ensuing layup attempt to complete Southern Illinois' 68-66 come-from-behind victory over Northern Iowa last night. UNI used a 28-7 run to race out to a 36-19 lead in the first half, but the Salukis stormed back late in the basketball game to pick up the victory. UNI drops to 9-8. They're 3-2 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Well, just about everything went right last night for the 20th-ranked Creighton Blue Jays, who rolled to an 88-60 victory over fellow Big East newcomer Butler for their 10th straight win. The Blue Jays are in sync right now. All but one of their wins has been by double digits, and they have beaten their first five Big East opponents by an average of 17 points. Of course, when you have a two-time first-team All-American leading your team, the offense comes a bit easier. Doug McDermott scored 24 of his 28 points in the first half, and he broke into the top 25 on the NCAA's all-time scoring chart with 2,600 44 career points. The Blue Jays scored on 14 straight possessions at one point and closed the first half on a 32-6 run to open up a big lead. Butler never got closer than 25 points the rest of the way as the Bulldogs fall to 10-7 overall. They're 0-5 in the Big East, while the Blue Jays are 15-2. They're 5-0 in Big East conference play. Well, third-ranked Wisconsin entered the night hoping to stay undefeated while becoming the first team ever to win 13 straight games over Indiana. Neither of those things happened. Yogi Ferrell scored 25 points, and the Hoosiers stormed back from a 10-point deficit over the final 13-27 to beat the Badgers 75-72 in Bloomington. Ferrell hit a pair of free throws with 18 seconds left to put Indiana up by three before Wisconsin missed a pair of three-point attempts. Elsewhere, fifth-ranked Wichita State is one of three undefeated teams in Division I after Fred Van Vliet had 22 points and 7 rebounds to lead the Shockers over Bradley. 72-50, Wichita State improves to 18-0 overall, 5-0 in the Missouri Valley Conference. Also last night, Florida picked up a school-record 25th consecutive home win as they pounded Georgia 72-50. Michael Qualls contributed 18 points and slammed home a thundering two-hand dunk with 0.2 seconds left in overtime, sending Arkansas to an 87-85 victory over number 13, Kentucky. Sean Kilpatrick scored 23 points, along with back-to-back three-pointers to spark a 12-point run, helping 19th-ranked Cincinnati knock off Temple 69-58. Number 22, Pittsburgh is 16-1 after the Panthers' 81-74 win at Georgia Tech. And Marcus Foster scored 18 points, and Nino Williams hit four clinching free throws in the closing seconds as Kansas State held on to beat number 25 Oklahoma 72-66. In the NBA last night, it was Charlotte beating New York 108-98. Indiana beat Sacramento 116-92. Memphis over Oklahoma City 90-87. Cleveland topping the LA Lakers 120-118. Also in the National Hockey League last night, San Jose a winner over Washington 2-1 in a shootout. Tampa Bay beat the New York Rangers 2-1. Toronto over Boston 4-3. New Jersey beat Montreal 4-1. Florida over the New York Islanders 4-2. Philadelphia beat Buffalo 4-3. Nashville over Calgary 4-2. Colorado in overtime 3-2 over Chicago. Ottawa beat Minnesota by a score of 3-0. St. Louis over Phoenix 2-1. And Dallas 5-2 over Edmonton. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving in my car, beep, beep, obeying the law sure is neat. Hope no one wrecks into me. Oh, wait a minute, here comes a car. It's my lucky day. Plenty of time to get out of his way.
But in real life, it happens this fast.
Driving in my car, beep.
Atlantic Collision Center, 108 Cedar Street in Atlantic, 243-7757. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
Well, it didn't take Jim Caldwell very long to become an NFL head coach again. The Detroit Lions say they've hired Caldwell as their new coach and will introduce him at a news conference today. He takes over for Jim Schwartz, who was let go after a second-half collapse led to a 7-9 season. Caldwell spent this season as Baltimore's offensive coordinator and was the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts from 2009 to 2011. He led the Colts to the Super Bowl in his first season but was dismissed following a 2-14 campaign that left him 26-22. San Diego Chargers assistant and former Arizona Cardinals coach Ken Wisenhunt was seemingly Detroit's top choice, but he chose to take the head coaching job at Tennessee on Monday night. Meanwhile, Wisenhunt says the one thing he's learned about the NFL is the importance of chemistry, and he decided the Titans were the best fit for his second chance to run a team. The Titans have introduced Wisenhunt as their 17th head coach and only their third since moving to Tennessee. Wisenhunt's decision prompted the Chargers to elevate Frank Reich from quarterbacks coach to offensive coordinator. Also in the NFL, the New York Giants have hired Packers quarterbacks coach Ben McAdoo as their offensive coordinator. McAdoo replaces Kevin Gilbride, who retired. Free safety Ed Reynolds and right tackle Cameron Fleming are the latest Stanford players to announce that they're going to leave before their final year of eligibility to enter the NFL draft. Reynolds ranked third on the Cardinal with 87 tackles last season. Fleming started on the right side of Stanford's stout offensive line the past 3 years. A federal judge in Philadelphia has preliminarily rejected a $767 million settlement of NFL concussion claims, fearing that the sum may not be enough. U.S. District Judge Anita Brody has asked for more financial details from all parties. In her ruling, the judge says the settlement is designed to cover nearly 20,000 men for 65 years. The awards would vary based on an ex-player's age and diagnosis. And in baseball news, second baseman Brian Roberts and the New York Yankees have completed their $2 million one-year contract. That deal was agreed to last month and finalized 3 days after a spot on the 40-man roster opened with the suspension of Alex Rodriguez. The Orioles and outfielder Delmon Young have agreed to a minor league contract as he split last season with the Phillies and the Rays, hitting a combined 260 with 11 homers and 38 knocked in 103 games. Cincinnati Reds agreed to a minor league deal with lefty Jeff Francis. The 33-year-old split time as a starter and reliever with Colorado last season. And Cy Young Award winners Clayton Kershaw of the L.A. Dodgers and Detroit Tigers hurler Max Scherzer had 146 players who filed for salary arbitration. Also filing yesterday were Tampa Bay Rays pitcher David Price, Pittsburgh third baseman Pedro Alvarez, Cincinnati pitcher Aroldis Chapman, Arizona outfielder Mark Trumbo, Baltimore catcher Matt Wieters, and Washington pitcher Jordan Zimmermann. Players are set to swap proposed salaries with their clubs Friday, and the hearings will be scheduled for next month in St. Petersburg, Florida. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. With 25 years' experience, let Dougtown help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.